I'm supposed to be talking here. I'm not supposed to be just listening to the music. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm
Karen
doing
Petty?
Really well, and I was flashing back during that song, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, it is nice to hear some good, positive music out there.
I agree. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. So how's everything out at the Humane Society out there?
We're very, very busy, and happily to say, at least we have some projects in the works that we're looking for some relief from and really pushing adoptions, because this time of year, as you know, we do have a lot more animals that come in. And it's not just puppies and kittens, but that is pretty much the bulk of what we receive.
Sure. I guess, you know, when we have cats and dogs that reproduce, we end up with this, don't we?
It's a math problem, Anne. It really just boils down to that.
Well, you're having a special month this month, though, at the Humane Society. It is, June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
Yes, we're very excited. We love to have an excuse to promote our cats even more than we already do. And we've got a lot of adult cats, and right now their adoption fee for the month of June is reduced to $15 from the normal fee of $50. They're still spayed and neutered, fully vaccinated.
Wow.
They've been tested negative for leukemia, and they're also microchipped.
What a deal.
You're not kidding.
How much would that cost if you add that all up weren't doing it even at the 50? I know we've talked about this before.
Right,
but
right.
It would be...
Easily, I would say, you know, if for female cats, it would be more because the spay surgery is more costly. It could be anywhere from $200 to $300, depending on where you go.
Sure. So this is a deal. And, you know, how many... we were just looking over the list of cats that you have here available. Now, is this on your website?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact, yes.
And the website for?
It is GWDHumaneSociety.org.
HumaneSociety.org. Oh, look, Beyonce is here.
Right, I know.
I know, Beyonce. Yes, she looks kind of like Beyonce.
If you close one eye.
Yeah, if you close
just,
one eye.
Looks just like her.
That's right. And then there's Little Debbie. Little Debbie. Just like the snack cakes. Little Debbie has a snack for
she
you.
She has had a lot of snack cakes in her lifetime. That's the play on the name.
Then she's actually an older cat, 8 years.
She is. She's a beautiful gray tabby, really, really sweet, just large. She's a big boned gal is what I would term her as.
Big boned gal.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting the picture on that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then looks like Atlanta.
Beautiful, beautiful calico tabby mixture, I would say. We've had I'll tell you what, Anne, this is so interesting. And if I was a geneticist, I would really be doing studies. Different years, we see different color patterns come in more prevalent than others. This year is the year of the calico.
Wow.
Calico and torties are coming in like crazy. Kittens, too, but also full-grown. And then one year we might have a lot of brown tabbies. But this is calico tortie season, and that's females,
wow,
in case you don't know.
That's right. There aren't males.
No. Uh-uh.
That's another genetic thing.
And if there are, then you might want to check if they're like a transgender cat and they've gone through a procedure.
We have those, too, huh?
It could happen.
It could happen. All right. Well, you've got quite an array of cats, and these are all...
Ah, we have a cat named Array, I think, on there somewhere. That's so funny you say that. We do. It's a calico.
A calico.
Her name's Array.
Okay. There it is,
there
right?
She is.
Array.
Yes.
Yep. 1 year and 1 month, and she looks like she's got one black eye.
She does. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But we also have kittens, and we did keep the price for the kittens at $50 because there's a lot more invested in medical care and upfront vaccinations, more series of vaccinations for the kittens. And we will have 6 kittens over available sometime tomorrow. Right now there's 2, and if you go in the kitten cage, if you just want to go have fun, come to the adoption center, ask for the kitten ride.
Right.
It will cost you an e-ticket. And you get in that front pen, and you will have a wild time.
A wild time.
I promise you.
Okay. And can kids do this?
Oh, yes. They need to come with a parent to sign the liability waiver. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, kids can do it with their parent in tow, obviously.
Now, the Humane Society, of course, is right out there, right behind the Civic Center.
Yes.
And, of course, if you've been out there, you know that they are, of course, looking for a bigger, better facility. But right now, you still do amazing things in the area that you're in, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to us. And we, of course, always want to do better. The animals keep coming in, and we know that education and preparing and giving options as well. The shelter should be the last place you go.
Right.
There's other options. I would check with friends, family, try to find
Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
But I do encourage people who are trying to place their own pet, or if they came upon a litter of puppies or kittens, do encourage the people you find who take the pets to get them spayed and neutered, because that's really solving the problem. If you just give them away and they're allowed to reproduce, we're just keeping the problem perpetuating.
Now, how are we doing on this? Has there been any success rate? Are we reducing the pet, the puppy and kitten populations?
That's a really good question. All I can tell you right now, because with the economy, we did experience an influx of people relinquishing their own pets for different reasons. We did have a lower number come in 2011 than 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Since our spay-neuter clinic had ceased operations last year, we're using a transport, so we're still offering a way for people to have access to low-cost spay-neuter. And I'm hoping that they're also going to the regular area vets. I mean, don't just wait on us. Go get them fixed. There are lots of options. I'd like to believe that it is. We'll know better after this year. We can look at the numbers and see. May was a really hard month. Can I go over the numbers?
Sure, absolutely.
Or this is just cats. For the month of January, just to give you an idea, January we took in 53 adult cats and 12 kittens.
Okay.
In February, 86 adult cats and 5 kittens. Okay. For May, 101 adult cats and 232 kittens.
Oh, my God.
So you see how much that jumps, and it's steady.
And that's for this year.
Yes, and it's steady through March and April, but May, it just shot up like crazy. And it usually continues through June and July. It'll taper off while the first string of mothers are you know, nursing the kittens, and then they go back into heat again, and they're going to, then September, we usually see another big surge. So if you miss getting your female cat fixed this first go-round, just know you have another chance. As soon as she's done nursing those kittens, I would make arrangements to get her spayed as soon as possible before she has that second litter. They can get pregnant while nursing kittens.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They're very prolific.
Now, what are you doing? Because you don't actually have a spay-neuter clinic here in Greenwood. What, you said you were talking about transport?
Right. We are off. Well, just so you know, we are working to be operational. We've been interviewing. It's a specialty, that doing high-volume, high-quality spay-neuter, and there's just not any people in the immediate area. So we're having to look to people who live in other areas, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. So let me mention that. We are working. We have a transport van that comes down every other week from Spartanburg, from Animal Allies. And they will go. We're providing a place for the pickup. People meet there in the morning. The van is loaded up with the pets. They go up to Spartanburg, do the surgeries. In fact, today we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back this afternoon about 6 o'clock with the people's pets, and they, you know, pay the prices this facility charges.
Sure.
And so we're just providing a hub, if you will, for this transport to happen.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
now,
it's been very successful.
Cats and dogs.
Yes,
cats and dogs.
Both, and it's been full every single time. So it's really working well. And I have to say, if I initially would be kind of leery of sending my pet on a van, but you know what? We've not had one problem. Everything's run really smooth, and if I had to get it done, I would do what I had to.
Absolutely. That's terrific. Well, listen, we are talking with Karen Petty with the Greenwood Humane Society. We got a lot of things to talk about. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
My cycle hump's ready to race to you. These days are all.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
We're back here with Karen Petty. She is, of course, the executive director out there at the Humane Society of Greenwood. And, of course, lots going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about the spay-neuter here. But what is the eventual goal to be able to have our own right here in Greenwood again?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to be able to offer the same services that we had for 12 or 13 years and have people just be able to come local, make appointments. We drew people from over the border to Georgia. You know, it wasn't just Greenwood. We had people coming from all over the place. There are a lot more low-cost spay neuter clinics, though, in the upstate opening. So it is more readily available. It's just nothing right directly here.
So what avenue are you working on to do this, Karen?
Well, we're interviewing veterinarians, and they've been, you know, wonderful candidates. What is difficult or the challenge is getting them comfortable with making the drive from where they live, which is usually at least 45 minutes to an hour away. But I think, you know, given the right opportunity for the vet, I think that they would be willing to do it. We're providing training for them at an agency in Asheville to be able to do high-volume, high-quality surgeries, which is not easy. A skill that is readily taught. It's something. It's a specialty. It really is. But there's a niche for it. If you're a vet and you would like to find an open pocket for your business, that would be it.
Okay. All right. So Karen is interviewing as we speak here today.
Literally.
She is setting up interviews. Had one this morning, right?
I did.
Absolutely. So, but right now, if you want to get your cat or dog spayed through this, all they have to do, what do they have to do?
They still call the same clinic number, which is 223-2498. And just leave a message. If you don't get a live person, I promise we'll call you back. And we're setting up scheduling appointments for this every other week transport. So if we had one today, so I would imagine 2 weeks from today will be the next one. So I encourage you, if you want to get in, go ahead and call now.
Right. And if you've got an animal that is, even if it's not ready today, would be ready.
Exactly.
Go ahead
exactly.
and get your name in there so you can get on the list. Now, just out of curiosity, how many animals do they transport at
one time? I
believe
it's 25 to 30, depending on the size of the dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
they do this every day. They've been doing it for years. And we're not the only town they go to. They go all over from all points out from Spartanburg, you know, up into the mountains of North Carolina. They're transporting animals down. So there's a need for people to have easy access if they can't get there. How great that this place wants to provide the pickup and transport of your pet. And there's no additional cost for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of price does it cost, Karen?
Good question, Ann. I don't know off the top of my head. But
okay.
It's about the same as what we were charging, which male cats don't. This is
don't quote
iffy.
You on this yet.
I would say in the low to mid-30s for a male cat, 40s for a female cat, and I believe somewhere in the $67, $62 range around for dogs, but it depends on the gender and the size, and I don't know those prices.
Okay.
But
right.
You can get that by calling the clinic number.
Okay. And that number again is?
It's 223-2498.
98. And give them a call. You also can check out their website, greenwoodhumanesociety.org. That's greenwoodhumanesociety.org. And if I'm not mistaken, you even have a Facebook page, don't you?
Oh, by golly, we do. Yes,
so.
We do. And I think, whatsoever his name, I've forgotten his name. The Zuckerberg. What's the guy's name who started Facebook?
Oh,
Mark Zuckerberg. Yes.
Zuckerberg.
Thank
yes.
him. Facebook has helped nonprofits immensely to get the word out so quickly, and so we've really utilized it for so many different reasons. And even just to give good, we love to share good news. So whenever there's an adoption, we love to put that on there and put the picture of the pet. So it's been very good.
Excellent. All right. So a lot of ways to contact and stay in contact. Now, I got to, before we start talking about some of this other stuff out there, you, of course, have had some great events this last year.
Mm-hmm.
How was the pet walk out there at the Y?
It went really, really well, and now I'm drawing a complete blank because it seems forever ago, but it was the most successful one
that
we
had. October, wasn't it? October?
First week of November.
First, okay.
And it'll be the first Saturday of this November again. I think it might be the 6th. That's our goal. So we'll be getting underway with planning for that. Glad
okay.
you mentioned that, Ann.
Okay, I just
for
didn't want you to
year,
forget about it.
No,
then.
I appreciate it because the year is flying by.
That's right.
So that will be the next big event. And other groups, organizations, people have events on our behalf all the time, and we don't, you know, we're always delightfully surprised when we get that notification. So other things could happen.
Right.
I just
sure.
don't know about it right now.
Sure. Well, I know. Now, of course, it's summertime, and some of the things that you could use there at
mm-hmm.
the facility. I know in the past it's been hoses and big pails.
Right,
and
for the water.
For water.
We can always use metal buckets, I would say the 10 to 12 quart size. Right now, the most pressing thing, dry puppy and kitten food.
Now, I remember in the past you've liked a certain type of brand because they get used to certain types
right.
of food.
Right. You can upset the digestive system if you go switching foods around too much. I don't have that problem for me, I can tell you that. I'll eat anything.
Me and a Pepsi AC, and we can eat anything, Karen.
That's right. Bring it on. Yes, we love Purina brand. It's pretty middle of the road. It's not the best quality, but it certainly has a quality that works for the animal. So Purina is good. And, gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Really, Purina puppy and kitten food would be ideal. At times, too, we can use the Walmart brand, which I believe is Old Roy for puppies and Special Kitty for kitten.
Mm-hmm.
But really what works the best is Purina.
Purina.
Or Pedigree. I take that back. Pedigree also has a good
Pedigree works
food.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So those are the things that would help out. If you could buy an extra bag and drop it by there, it would be mucho appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I know you've had some food drives. I know Food Lion had a food drive up there.
They did.
Yeah.
That worked out really well. And we love when that happens because, first of all, it's a whole month, so people might go, oh, I meant to do that, I forgot. It's just a great reminder. You're at the store. How great is that?
Exactly.
You just make a note to get something extra.
So, and then you could actually donate it right there, and you guys would carry it off when you left.
We did. We carried it off.
And the dogs enjoyed it, too. And
they did.
The cats, maybe. I'm not sure about the cats, but I know the dogs enjoy it.
That's right. They just think the food appears out of nowhere, the cats. So, you know.
They don't believe in strutting their stuff.
No. The dogs are like, thank you.
That's right. So these are the type of things that are happening out there at the Humane Society. Now, you're also doing camp right now.
Yes. We are in the second week, the final week of camp. We only have two more days. It's breaking my heart to even think that it's already coming to a close. It's been really wonderful, and this is the first year that we've had rain almost every single day. So that has been a different challenge, but we have found a way to work around it, and the dogs and the kids are still spending plenty of time together. Graduation is this Saturday. I think it's starting at 9:30 at the we call it the Field of Dreams. It's this big, beautiful field behind the shelter. If you want to come out and see, it's very moving. I got to tell you, I always get all verklempt when I watch it.
But this is for kids to be able to work with dogs. Explain what exactly the camp is.
It's 8 to 14-year-old kids are invited to come out for 2 weeks, and it's in the morning time to try to beat the heat. And they pick a dog. And they work with that dog exclusively for 2 weeks every morning. They learn to walk it. Some of the dogs, that's new for them.
Mm-hmm.
They learn to walk the dog. They learn to teach a dog how to sit and stay. And anything else they manage to work into that program.
Can I send Gracie? No.
That's a different thing we haven't come up with yet.
Okay.
But we have great guest speakers. That's been the salvation for the rain. We've had Mickey Boland, the county animal control officer, Elmo Wells from the Sheriff's Department talked about the bloodhounds. We had Ann from Chinkapin came out and talked about worms, which the kids loved. And we just had a lot of great speakers come out, and it's very educational. It's really a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, so the kids work one-on-one. Now, but you said one of the most unique things about this year was the fact that you had volunteers.
Yes. You know, we've been doing this since 2005, so some of the kids are now teenagers, and they have stepped up to be junior counselors, and we had a junior counselor for every kid. We've never had that, so the one-on-one attention has been really, really great, and these kids went through camp.
Right, so they knew what to
expect.
The
first generation are now teenagers, and it's amazing to see them. I feel like a parent, like, oh, my gosh, they're so adult. But that's added a whole new dynamic to the camp that we didn't foresee back then.
Absolutely. So this has been a lot of fun. It's every year. This year you've had 9, correct?
Right.
9.
Mm-hmm. Good number. Good number to work
with. Good number.
You try. We used to do 12 and 16. You take that many kids and match it with a dog and just see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo!
Oh, so 2 weeks is coming to the end. Now, you do this every year.
Every summer,
and you won't be doing it again, though, this summer.
No, the heat, we've tried. We used to do 2 camps, but I got to tell you, the heat is not pleasant for anybody involved, especially the dogs. They just don't perform as well, and it's just not a good dynamic there. So we do it as soon as school gets out.
So that'll be it coming up, be finished. But if you want to find out more about it, you'll be doing it again next year. The kids really enjoy doing this. Now, do you do this any other time or just this one time?
This is all. I would like to have a fall camp, like after school camp eventually, but right now we're just doing the June summer camp.
Okay. All right. So these are the things that are going on. It is June is Cat Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. $15 for adult cats. Now, how many adult cats do you have on hand right now?
God, that's roughly a good number. I would say over 100 easily.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I mean,
insane.
The choices are endless.
Yeah, absolutely.
So go on the website, check them out there, then go out there and play with some of them. Find out one that might steal your heart
Little
away.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie or Beyonce. There you go. All right. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the shelter in the future. Hey, don't you go away.
From trash to treasures along a country road. Do you love classic country? Do you love to hear the old stuff that nobody plays? Well, we do on Saturday mornings, 9:30 to 12. Yes, it's From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. You'll be sure to hear songs you haven't heard for ages and remember all the good times you had. So tune in on Saturday mornings to Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. I'm Ann Eller. I'll be there. How about you? On WCRS 1450 AM, 9:30 to 12, and on the internet at WLMA.net. Check it out on Saturday, 9:30 to 12, only on WCRS 1450 AM. Classic country, from trash to treasures along a country road.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Oh, that's right.
Thursday,
we're right
Friday,
back here with Karen Penny. She is the executive director of the Humane Society right here in Greenwood. And, you know, they do an amazing job out there with what they have to work with. And, of course, the objective. What is the objective of the Humane Society, Karen?
In general?
Mm-hmm.
We want to help the animals, I want to say protect as much as we can, but also the ones that need our help that are homeless suddenly, we want to be able to take care of them, meet their needs, and rehome them into a place where they will thrive.
Sure.
And, you know, we just want to educate people, too, who have pets and may not realize they can do better by their pets.
You know, and that is such a tough thing for someone to have to say, I can't keep this dog, I can't keep this
right.
cat. I mean, it happens in a couple. One is just the economy and the affordability of buying the food and taking care of the animal properly, but it also comes from someone that moves maybe from a home and has to move into an apartment
right.
and can't keep that animal
right.
anymore. But, you know, and I think sometimes people think that if they got an animal and it just didn't work out, that they're stuck.
Right, right. And there's places, there's people, there's connections to be able to work through whatever the issue may be. And, you know, this isn't true 100% of the time, Ann, but I have to share with you, people will turn in a pet with this behavior, this bad behavior, that whatever it is. When we get our hands on the animal, we don't see that displayed. So then we're thinking there's something in the home dynamic. Not that the people are doing anything wrong.
Right.
The animal's not thriving, and it could be a simple change. It could be move the litter box in the other room. It could be something that simple. It could be the dog doesn't like being closed up in the laundry room while you're gone all day. So, yeah, it's tearing up everything in there. Sometimes it's stuff like that that if you just made a small change, you would see a whole different pet.
And if you just sit down and talk to them and ask them. I mean, I have lots of conversations with Crazy about this. Yes, Karen, she's having her cigar right now. She's in the smoking room having her cigar. I know you asked me about where Gracie's at, but at 3:30 every day, she likes to have her big chew, and she holds it in her mouth like a big stogie, so I started calling it a cigar. And she likes to go up into her crate
uh-huh.
and just chill up there while we talk
right.
on the radio.
But, Ann, the thing that impresses me is that you are looking at what her needs are, and that is a very socialized dog. She's with you every day.
Oh, yeah.
She gets the attention she needs. And if you want a pet, think in terms of, would you like to be put out in the backyard? Dogs are so social. They can't just be put out there like lawn furniture and expect them to do good and not dig holes or not
well,
jump
bored.
The fence.
They get bored.
Absolutely, and they need activity, and you provide that. You've got different rooms for the dog. You have different vehicles for the dog. You give
yeah,
her
look
toys.
At the sign over there above her bed.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see the bed.
Diva.
Oh, my gosh. That is nicer than my bed.
Some people have thought it was for me that I bought the diva sign, but no, it was for Gracie.
But that's so important, you know, and there's a balance, and there's people that you can afford to have all these different things and bring your dog to work, and not everybody can, but just keep that in mind, that a lot of times when pets misbehave, it's like a child. They want your attention so desperately, even if it's bad attention.
Sure. We know kids that do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I figure Gracie's got, she's got that, she's at 3 years. She's going to be stuck there forever.
Yes.
Yes.
Weimer-Reiner? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But she has gotten a lot better, but it's taken her a good while because she was like 2 years when we got her. Mm-hmm. It's taken her a while to adjust to the environment, a lot longer than maybe a puppy would have because she came with some preconceived ideas.
Right. Some beliefs, habits that she had. Just like if you are going for a new mate, you know, you got some issues, some baggage coming along with it. And there's always that honeymoon period, right?
Yes.
Then you start to see some of the things that irritate you and aren't working. But instead of just giving up and throwing her overboard, you worked through it. And I got to say, a Weimaraner, that's a big task. So
thank you very much.
You,
thank
Anne.
You very much. Yes. You know, a squirt bottle is an amazing training tool. For those that don't know this, a squirt bottle is amazing. Gracie, all you have to do is show it. You don't even have to squirt her, and she's like, no, not the squirt
she
bottle.
She knows, right?
Exactly.
But that's, I mean, I think if you take the time, and you took the time, and I think that's what people don't understand, you've got to spend some time. You can, people come in asking if they're housebroken, which I would, too, if I wanted a housebroken dog, but we can only, you know, tell you what behavior we've noticed. We don't know 100%. You may have to spend a little bit of time working with the dog, and you can do it. You, we can train you on how to train the dog.
Well, actually, it's the dog that trains you. I've got that figured
well,
out now.
That's true. That's true. I agree with you on that.
Exactly. So I've been well-trained by Gracie. I am a perfect dog person now.
Well, you, we'll hire you then. You come over and help some of us, too.
No. But, you know, that is one thing. It does take time. And, you know, I think an animal, particularly one that maybe was in a very secure relationship, secure household and everything was good, right?
Right.
And then they end up at the shelter.
Right.
Their whole world is turned upside down, and then they go to a new family. It takes them a good while to think.
Absolutely.
Am I okay? Am I going to be in this family now, or am I on the verge of getting thrown out of here?
Right. Well, you know, and one of the reasons, one of many reasons why it's not good to keep animals long at the shelter, you want to get them out into homes, they can become kind of institutionalized and think that's their home.
Sure.
We've had pets that we've had, you know, we wanted to keep and get them a home. It ended up being to their detriment because they went to the new place and wanted to come back to the shelter. Figure that out.
Yeah. They put the paw on your arm and say, you know, it's real nice here, but I prefer my shelter friends.
We appreciate
friends.
The gesture. I want to go back to the kennel. So, I mean, I'm proud that we can provide that kind of comfort for them because maybe they came from a place they didn't even have what we can provide. But, you know, just spending time with them and realizing that you get back what you give.
Sure, absolutely. Gracie's provided a whole lot of entertainment
That's right. Let me tell you.
She's hysterical. She likes her cigars, and every once in a while, she likes a Tipperillo. You know, just a small chew will just hit the spot, Ann.
Now, when they see a spike in cigar sales, we'll know why.
That's right. Yeah, those big chews. She just loves them. All right. Well, anyways, enough about Gracie here. We are talking about the Humane Society. We are talking about that it is Cat Shelter Adopt Month, and I tell you what, there are so many. There are kittens. There are adult cats. And they already have names. I guess you could change the name, though. This is
we will permit that, yes.
You will permit that, okay.
Just don't tell us.
Don't okay. I mean, we have Cleopatra, Kiki, we have Jordan, Beauty, Array. I mean, you name it, there's a name for a cat. And if you'd like a best friend, you know, the beauty of cats is the cats, you can leave them alone. I mean, you know, they are great to come home to. Whereas a dog, that's a little tougher.
Right. It's sort of like having the clingy child versus the genius child, because I'm a cat person, who can do their, you know, they're off doing their homework. I'll be with you in a minute. I've got to finish my project. Then the cat will come up and say hi.
Yeah, exactly.
Just much different, totally different relationship.
Exactly. So if you would like to get a cat, this is the time to get it. It's the perfect time of the year to get it because it is summertime and everything makes it a lot easier.
Yes, for those that are going on vacation, having a cat, you can. That's easy to deal with.
Yes. I've canceled my vacation.
You have a dog.
I have a dog.
Big dog.
A big dog, Gracie. Hey, we are here at Sharp Fast's Gallery. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the future of the shelter, what type of plans they have going, and how you could get involved and maybe help them out. So don't you go away. I'm talking with Karen Petty. She is my guest here today on Meet Me at the Diner. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ready to race to you. These days are
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Sharp Facets Gallery. Running out of time. It's 4:48 in the afternoon. Before we talk about the shelter, let's quick talk about some of the things that people don't think about when we are traveling with our pets. About hot weather and cars and whatnot.
Well, don't ever leave your grandparents or your pets in the car. Especially today, it's 92 degrees. Don't even do it if it's 75, because the car heats up so drastically, and it can be very deceiving. It's cloudy, but it's really muggy and hot. And we've already had people we've had to talk to that have pulled up to the Humane Society with their dog locked in the car as they look for other dogs to adopt.
I think the thing you don't realize is that when you get in your car, you turn it on, you turn the air conditioner on, it cools down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get out of the car. It's cool because you've been running the air conditioner,
right,
and you
right.
don't even think about the fact how fast it can get hot.
Well, look how hot it is when you first get back in.
Right.
You know, after it's been sitting there. So I would just encourage people, if they want to get a feel for it, and really as an educational experience, sit in your car, close up all the windows, close the doors, and sit there for a good 5-10 minutes and see what it feels like, because that's, you know, children, it happens with children, adults, or grandparents, and I've seen that before too. But anyways, if you do want to leave your dog in the car and you have to leave the engine running with the air conditioning going, make sure your car locks from the outside.
Yes.
Just do that.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Or have two keys.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, if you put a little bowl of water in there as well, that will help. But you know, just don't take your dog with you unless you have made some plans to realize you can't leave your dog in or any pet in the car.
Sure. And that's, you know, and they love to go so much.
I know.
And so it's hard to say, no, you got to stay here.
Well, change your route or something. You know, my dog goes to work with me every day. Well, if I want to go to the store on the way home, I have to drop her off at the house first, then go to the store. I would never leave her in the car while I went into the store. Just don't do that.
So, It's the time. It has been relatively cool, but now
right.
it's just really popped up here. So
mm-hmm.
we're ready for the hot weather, and you've got to be ready for the hot weather. Now, is there any other tips? I guess water for
definitely,
outside animals.
Yeah, definitely make sure they've got cool water, because if it's in whatever device you have it in, if it's exposed to the sun over a period of time, it will heat the water up really, really warm. So you don't need to have that. Provide shade or make sure your dog has access to shade. Ideally, when we start hitting the really, really hot temperatures, if you can bring them inside, that would be the best thing for them. They can't tolerate heat as well as we may think they do. They don't sweat. They pant. That's how they sweat. So they can overheat, go into having heat stroke, and potentially die very quickly.
I have a sun umbrella I put out there for Gracie.
Of course. And it says Diva on
it. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But I think, you know, and you're a good example, too. You've got a big dog that stays inside. It's just better for them in this area of the country. And for people who have breeds like Huskies and Shepherds that have thicker hair, chows, get them shaved every year. And you really need to go out of the way to make sure they have a way to get out of the heat. If you could, their coat is so thick because they're dogs that are made for the north where the snow is. Not down here.
Exactly. Any other tips you can give us about taking care of your pets in the summertime?
Just make sure they have access to cool area. They don't eat as much, so I wouldn't be so concerned if they don't. There's food left over. I wouldn't leave it out for the ants and the bugs to get into. And just make sure they've got fresh, clean water.
Absolutely. All right. So those are some of the things that you forget about as you go from spring to summer and then, of course, back to fall. How are the fleas going to be this year, you think? We didn't really have a very cold winter.
They're doing really well, Anne.
The fleas are doing well?
Yes, they're thriving.
Darn.
They're very, yeah, I got to tell you, we got hit up at the shelter early on, and I'm not sure. I've yet to figure out if rain helps or hurts. I think it's going to hurt. So some of the flea products worked on some pets better than others, I'm finding. You just need to find what works best for your dog or cat. and do it, because they can get tapeworms, which, and they can get anemic, and it just creates a whole host of physical problems if you let your pet have fleas or ticks.
Yeah, so just be careful out there. But I was thinking with that warm weather that we didn't really have a cold winter this year.
Right.
That would affect it for sure. Now, of course, the shelter for today, the hope for tomorrow. You, last time I think we talked, you were getting ready to do a feasibility study.
Mm-hmm.
What's been happening on building a new shelter?
Yeah. The feasibility study went really, really well. We had very favorable responses from the people interviewed. A majority, most of the people there agreed we need a new facility, and they felt like we could run a successful capital campaign. The county had already allocated $500,000 from a bond issue a couple years ago, so that money's there at our access. We need to and want to raise at least another $2.5 million, ideally, to build a new, and it's called an animal care center, and I think that really changes the mentality, because even now, animal shelter sounds like pound to
mm-hmm.
me.
Sure.
So it just became that.
Right.
So it would be an animal care center with a new shelter for the animals that come in. We'll have an adoption center for them to go out, and then a spay-neuter clinic. And we want to add a lot of other things that we think will draw in the public, like a dog park. We want to have a memorial gardens. I know for me, I've lost a lot of pets in my lifetime. And mm-hmm. if I move and they're buried in my yard, you know, that's kind of a problem.
You can't really take them with you, Karen.
The new people, like, why are these holes in my yard? So I like the idea. I probably would take advantage of that, and a lot of people would that maybe live in a condo and don't have a place to bury their pet once it passes. So a lot of things like that we want to offer the public, a multi-purpose room for people to come in and have training sessions, dog training, things like that. So there's a lot of opportunity for us, and we are in the process of preparing for the capital campaign and moving forward also with a land search, and we're looking for anywhere from 2 to 5 acres initially, and obviously a place that's higher traffic, high visibility, easy access for customers to come to.
Inviting. You don't want something really out in the country.
No, we need to get in for security reasons and just from being customer friendly. We don't want to be, we shouldn't be out in the back anymore. We want to be out in the front. And I believe this would improve the quality of life in Greenwood. Right now, the shelter is an embarrassment to Greenwood, whether they want to admit it or not. I think I will open visit. You come, you call the shelter. I will take you on a tour anytime you want to, so you can understand the desperate need we have right
sure.
now.
So, I know you're coming up with some brochures, and, of course, this is all a work in progress right now.
Yes,
you're getting everything
is.
Set up, but it has been amazing. Now, how long has the shelter actually been in business?
I saw photographs from when Mr. E.L. Caldicott was building structures. I believe that the most recent buildings we're using on the shelter side were built in the 80s,
because mm-hmm.
that was the date of the photographs, like 84, 86. The newer building that we have for dog adoption was 1998, and that building's pretty good. It's a decent facility, and it works for us, and it's still in very good condition. The back area where the animals come in and where you need them to be healthy so they can come to the adoption center
sure.
is where the challenge is. And if you think about the water damage, the chemical damage, the animal waste damage, and the fact that just since we've been there, almost 40,000 animals have come through that door.
40,000.
That's a lot of wear and tear on cement, fencing, the roof, you know, needs to completely replaced. There's just, you know, that's a lot. Chemicals, soaps, all that stuff is hitting those materials, and it breaks down. It deteriorates over time.
Sure. Now, just to play devil's advocate here, mm-hmm. in an economy where everybody seems to be cutting back on things,
right.
Karen, have you looked at other facilities and seen what they've built? Is $2.5 to $3 million, is that a lot, or is that a conservative?
It's actually very small.
Yeah?
We've been visiting facilities.
Well, what, billions? I mean, you know, geez, we talk about billions and trillions all the time
no
now.
No kidding, right?
A million is like $20,
what's
right?
A
no,
zero?
Not exactly.
Well, the facilities that we visited, and granted they're in larger cities, but, you know, a couple in particular support the same animal capacity that we currently do.
Mm-hmm.
The one facility was $13 million for the adoption center, $9 million for the shelter alone.
Wow.
And it's a county facility. Down in Charleston, there's been a couple facilities anywhere from, you know, $15 million, $8 million. And these were built 2 and 3, 4 years ago.
Okay.
So we're looking at only maybe a $3 million facility in 2012, 2013.
And would this facility have growth possibilities to it?
Absolutely.
I mean, are you going to be coming back to the county and saying we need to build more?
No, I don't believe in housing more animals. We're not going to warehouse animals. We're not going to be hoarders. The key is to get them in and out as soon as possible. The longer they're there, the better risk for them getting sick, the stress. It's just not a good dynamic. We are a way station. We will help get that animal into a new home as much as we can. And, of course, people helping by getting their pets spayed and neutered and not bringing so many makes a huge difference. We have a large rural population and area, and I believe that there's just a certain demographic that they just don't spay and neuter. And I realize we're going to have to contend with that. And probably 20% of the population is 80% of our problem.
Wow.
Challenge.
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 A challenging problem.
Yes.
There you go, a challenging problem. But you certainly, now, what is the time frame? When do you think you're actually going to be kicking more of this off?
My goal, and you know, looking at what we're working on in the phase that we're at right now, you know, I would love to have a new facility turnkey, ready to everyone come on in. You be there with a hat.
With the radio,
you
got
to have a hat, Gracie.
Okay, yes.
You know, the end of next year, maybe the beginning of 2014. And that's, we're still at the very beginning stages, but we're going to have to hit the fast track. You see how fast Gary Russ went up?
Absolutely.
That inspired me.
It inspired
I knew he had the money. That's, of course, key, but I was like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. They've done a fabulous job. You know, it doesn't even look like the same piece of property anymore.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
And to think how many years we had the old Lowe's sitting right there as an eyesore. What a difference it has made.
Absolutely. And that's what I hope, you know, in that same, thank you, good information for me to store. I want the shelter to... the Animal Care Center, I'm still in that change. I wanted to add to the look and the quality of the Lakelands.
Absolutely. That's terrific. Well, Karen, you know, they can go on your website, that website one more time.
It's GWDHumaneSociety.org.
And, of course, check out the Facebook because you'll be posting lots of stuff on Facebook.
Always.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to get out there and get a cat this month, you can get it on the cheap.
That's
on
right.
On the cheap, $15. That's an amazingly inexpensive price. Karen Petty, always a pleasure to have you out here.
Oh, thank you. I love being here.
Well, thank you for coming out. We'll have to let you see Gracie here in a minute. She'll come out and tell you how great life is now that she's in charge.
Right. I can't wait.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Hey, it's almost time for a happy hour, but first let's hear the news, and I'll be back with Happy Hour with Ann. All right, don't you go away.